All right, I'm ready.
Dave's ready.
It's the illustrious Liz.
You ready?
She's ready.
I'm ready.
We will call to order the Board of Works for July 22nd. Everybody's had a chance to read the meetings from the July 8th meeting.
Motion to accept the minutes as presented.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. City Department Head Reports.
Bill Cooper, City Inspector, from 7 to 8. We've had 95 violations sent out. Bills, we had 26 buildings on grass. Also, Thursday, we're going to put an ad in the paper for bids for demolition of 5 houses.
Oh, great.
So it'll be probably in the paper Thursday or Friday. So we'll get started on it, and they can pick the bid packages up at my office.
Okay.
Great.
Thanks, Phil.
Terry Barmer, Animal Shelter. I've got something in my eye that I can't get out as well. I wouldn't, because I got to get in the bathroom, try to see if I can find it.
It's grapefruit.
We had 12 new volunteers month of July, 5 animals reclaimed, 7 cats went out, 10 dogs went out, and 1 animal surrendered. 13 animals came in the door, and 22 went out. So, good.
Sorry, I couldn't believe you said, well, 1 animal surrendered, so I had this vision of this, you know, like, cat at gunpoint, like, oh,
huh?
I give up.
When they surrender?
You're a little bit behind, already did that.
Thanks.
No respect, I'm sorry, Terry.
Gordon Becker, Fire Department. We are up to 1,451 runs so far for the year. Pretty well, our equipment seems to be pretty good shape. Everything seems to have passed all of our testing. And while I am up here, it is now my turn for a banner request for Fire Prevention Week, which is arriving rapidly. Would like to do as last year, Washington Avenue and Hart Street, from September 23rd through October 11th. Fire Prevention Week is October 6th through the 12th. It's Let's Get Cooking with Fire Safety, Prevent Kitchen Fires. So we'll have some banners up to promote Fire Prevention Week. And I have discussed it with Dan, and those times are open.
Those times are available. And even though you didn't make the timely submission of the request for our agenda.
I worked on that with Brian.
We'll go outside the normal protocol and make a motion to accept the fire department's request for a banner at Washington and Hart during fire prevention period of time from September 23rd through October the 11th.
Correct.
That's my motion.
And I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thanks, Chief. You missed the most important piece of business. We tried to delay it till you got here, but.
Hi, Bryce, Street Department. We've been spraying for mosquitoes the last couple weeks. We've been continuing to fill potholes. How many yards did you say you sent out?
23.
That's how many we mowed.
That's a good thing.
How many cleanups did you have?
It's nice when those match up.
Okay, we did 20 cleanups today. I do know that. That's like that's a bunch. Wow. So anyway, that's what we've been doing.
Thanks.
Steve from the Parks Department. We have Art in the Park tomorrow at Chicago, and then next Tuesday is our last one of the year. We do that at Four Lakes, and we have a cookout for the kids. Wednesday night, we are hoping to have a special meeting. We've already advertised it. Gary Nowitzki should be having the contract revised so our board can get that signed. This afternoon, the mayor, Cheryl, Jeff Quackenbush, Crow Hallworth, we did the conference call for our S&P for the bond. Mm-hmm. I guess it, well, it's hard to judge how that went. Wednesday up in Indianapolis is the hearing on Greg Park and Kimmel Park to be on the National Registry. I was going to go, but I'm not going to go now because we're going to try and have our board meeting. July 31st, and invitations have been sent out, but this is also for all the department heads. We are having the groundbreaking ceremony for the pool at 4 p.m. at Greg Park there in front of Rainbow Beach. We hope everyone that has an invitation, we have it on Facebook, it's been in the paper, we'd like a lot of people to come up that day. It's, I think, a nice celebration for everyone's hard work the last 18 months. I gave to Dan, do they have that, Dan, or do I have to take it? I'm like Gordon, we go by our own rules. I need to rent, no, we had already asked for it, right?
Right.
All right. The pavilion for August the 17th. It'll be in the evening just for a few hours, probably 7 to 10, 7 to 11 maybe. It's the Hoosier Cruisers. Many years ago, they would do the drive around town. They'd go to the nursing homes. Mm-hmm. We're still doing the Hoosier Cruisers on the 18th, which is Sunday, but that night before, they are going to meet out at Greg Park about 6. They're going to drive through the nursing homes and different places, and they're going to come down Main Street and come to the pavilion. We don't know how many cars yet, maybe 30 to 40. We've talked to Ms. Blagrave, the owners of the soda shop, and we're hoping that they can open up that night. But we'd like to use the pavilion, but we'd also like to see if we can close First Street from Main to Broadway, and then also bus run in between the pavilion and the soda shop so the cars can park two abreast, and there won't be any.
The street. Okay.
And I filled out the paperwork already with Dan on that.
You okay with that, Dusty?
Yeah. Oh, and speaking of that, Dusty, sorry. We'd like to have a police escort.
This is the little.
You can drive the Charger.
Board of Works light, you know, you just kind of come up and throw out an idea.
You just do what you. So, but that, we're really glad that the Hoosier Cruisers are adding that aspect back.
Yeah.
And then they've also, with Mr. Snyder passed away this year, they're trying to do a memorial thing for him that next day. And just to make sure that we have everything. Thursday, we are doing one more Water Day. I don't know if
well,
I said that.
Well, before you go any farther, let's make a motion to approve the use of the pavilion. You're okay for that date, Dan? For August 17th from 7 to 10 for the Hoosier Cruisers, and closing of First Street from Main to the pavilion for use of parking for said event. That's the motion.
As well as bus run.
Okay. Yeah.
And we'll take care of the barricades and everything. Once, as they're driving around, we'll go down there. I mean, it's not like we have to close it up early, and it's not going to affect farmer's market or anything. And then Wednesday,
So I made a motion.
We got a motion.
I'll second it.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
That's approved. Now you can move on.
I know. I was waiting. I'm sorry. We wanted.
Robert Charles order, baby. Come on.
Well, you've been in Alaska. I was.
You tried to take over while I was gone. Is that what you mean?
Wednesday, no. Thursday, we're having one more Water Day. The fire department. I want to thank Gordon for doing that this year with us. Yeah. And WFML will be sponsoring this one more time. It's from 1 to 3 at Chicago Park. So if
this
anybody,
Thursday?
Yeah. So, okay. Pat, if you'd like to come out and use the slip and slide, we would be more than happy to. So that's everything. Unless you have any questions about the pool, but we'd like to make sure that everyone comes to the groundbreaking ceremony on the 31st.
Great.
Be there.
Okay. Thanks,
thanks,
Steve.
Thanks. Thanks,
Steve.
John Sprague, city engineer. I finally got my responsible ERC certification for NDOT LPA, so I'm officially taking over all the LPA contracts from Mayor's office and Cheryl, and that's on my plate now. Indiana 811 is very close to being finalized. Got the application in. We have membership. I just need to get the mapping program to work properly, and then I can map out where we have our services and utilities. And I also need to request permission to advertise for bids for paving streets throughout town. I'm working on an advertisement and plans and specifications to get together for contractors so we can get the best bid possible.
I think that would be a cause for a party. We'll have a party on that day. So I'll be ignorant here. 811 is?
Indiana 811 is the utility locating nonprofit organization.
So you can contact, if you call 811 and?
Right. When somebody calls 811 and we have underground electrical or traffic lines and they call for a locate in one of our service areas, I will go out and mark where our utilities are.
So it's more or less a request for a service for
It's so that when somebody's excavating, we mark where our utilities are. It's very similar to Vectren and Duke mm-hmm. and other utilities do for their utilities. The city has utilities that we own that okay. we're the only ones that can
to know where those are located. Okay, thanks.
Yeah. Do we have to make a motion for him to advertise for bids for paving or?
So that's a Board of Works motion. So we're asking that the mayor be allowed to bid for paving of the needed streets through subject to the city engineer's recommendations. Oh, okay.
And basically, these bids are going to be on the tonnage of asphalt. It's not actually
right. I have,
street. It's
I have a okay. preliminary notice to bidders here. I can read briefly. That's something you'd like.
I'm not sure how that reads. They need to open them, whatever.
Right. Yes.
I
do have dates.
Okay.
I have scheduled to advertise
bids.
This Friday or Monday. And then we'll open bids at the meeting on August 12th.
Okay.
The bids will be due by 3 p.m. on that day. You guys open the bids at 5, and then I'll look at the bids, make a recommendation, and then
okay.
We'll sign contracts after that.
Yeah, so the motion I need to make is for a solicitation of bids for asphalt. So I'll make
for,
that.
It's for road rehabilitation.
Okay.
Because
asphalt towards road rehabilitation. Okay. That's my motion.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thanks,
John.
Dusty, tell me you don't have anything you want me to make a motion about.
No. First one.
It's the two words I think of mostly for you, short and sweet.
Yeah. Dusty Luking, Vincent's Police Department. We're at about 6,100 calls for the year so far. We did have a vehicle that was damaged at the end of last week. There was a hood latch that failed and caused the hood to come up. We had some damage to the windshield and the hood. We're in the process of getting that evaluated and taken care of. I guess really the only other thing I wanted to mention was National Night Out is coming up fairly quickly. It's Tuesday, August the 6th at 6 o'clock at Gregg Park. And I've been coordinating a little bit with Steve Beeman, and the fire department's going to be involved somewhat out there. And we're looking forward to a good night where we can have a safe night out with some free food and maybe some bounce houses and some water activities possibly where the city can come out. So
great.
Looking forward to it.
So the August 6th at what time?
August the 6th at 6 o'clock out at Gregg Park.
Great.
Thanks.
Yep.
Thanks, Dustin. Okay, we have no old business, so we'll move to new business. First up is Vincent's University Construction Project, Rick Davis. You should have plans in your package.
Yeah, it looks nice.
I'm Andrew Young.
I'm Rick Davis, Vincent University.
And basically, we're here to talk about a proposal to put a new island in at Red Skelton Boulevard, right outside of our new Red Skelton Performing Arts Center. The reason for it is basically for public safety, to increase visibility, slow traffic down as they go through there, and also give pedestrians kind of an area of refuge between the two lanes of traffic as they cross. It basically consists of a 6-inch curb in the island as represented on the plan that you received, the image. It also entails a future sign and additional lighting and some stamped concrete at the crosswalk to give a little bit of texture. That's the proposal.
Might add that our city engineer has looked at this.
No, I think this is a great idea because I know that's, you know, especially during events, certainly a pretty congested kind of area, and especially with the museum opening up now, that'll be a nice addition as well. So, so the request then is
basically permission just to perform this.
Okay, so I make a motion that we approve the project as presented.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Great job.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Next is wedding reception in Riverfront Pavilion. Alan.
So Dan, you've talked to them or?
Yeah, it's not until September 28th, so they have
table it.
But so you still need paperwork on that. So okay, so we'll just table item B.
Okay.
Okay, that's fine.
That table. Next is program upgrade and training, Clerk Treasurer Dave Cole.
So Liz, are you presenting on behalf of that? Okay. You are Liz Klinkenbeard. Let there be no mistake that you're not David Culp, so we'll table that item as well.
Next is Christian Campus Fellowship Open House, Wayne Toman.
A man of many hats.
And Wayne Toman, Chairman of Christian Campus Fellowship over on Lindale for Vincennes University. I submitted a letter you should have requesting that the 100 block of Lindale be closed the night of August the 18th. For many years we've done an open house and do crazy stuff in the streets. We don't want people running over us doing crazy stuff in the streets. Generally we have some kind of a car that we beat on with a sledgehammer. And
nice.
Ride
tricycles. It's a Christian thing to do.
Yeah. Ride tricycles around some obstacle course. And wiggle cars was probably the most fun thing we've done.
Let your hair down, Wayne. That's good.
Yeah. We'd like to have it closed that evening, and I've talked to Bryce, and we'll work with getting signs up and down and that kind of thing.
Okay. So we'll make a motion that we close Lindale and the 100 block on August 18th from 4 until 10 p.m. at the request of Christian Campus Fellowship.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Thanks, Wayne.
Next is trash and recycling pickup schedule change, Bryce Anderson.
Now, see, the way that all that went in the first part, you could have done that while you're up here, I guess.
I know. That's true. I've got a number of items here. I'd like to seek the board's permission to change the trash schedule to 5 days a week, which would enable us to actually give the automated truck, to pick up more per day than what we can currently do in three. So if we break it up to five, it'll give them more totes to actually add. Also, I don't know if you want to take these all in one package or do these have to be.
Okay, so you're moving trash pickup from 3 days a week to 5 days a week. Okay.
And I haven't set a date yet, but I just, first of all, we wanted to get the approval.
So that will potentially change a particular resident's normal day of trash. So
what we'll do, we've already got it set up to do so and have had for quite some time, but waiting on what we were going to do. We'll also get somebody stationed there at the street department who really familiar with the city and things, and we'll have a hotline that people can call in if they're confused. We'll put it in the paper. Of course, nobody takes the paper. We'll put it on the radio. Nobody listens to radio. I know all that. But so we'll also post a hotline on the city website as well. You can call if you live at such and such number or a place. Call. We'll tell you what day it is.
Okay.
We don't have a date set yet as when we're going to kick this off, but it, I just want to get the approval, then we'll start it on. Probably I'd also like to seek approval to order some more totes. Also, approval to seek quotes for a new trash packer, rear-end packer. The way that we'll be able to facilitate the automated truck a lot more, but we'll still have to have a rear-end packer. And the two we have are both of them 13 years old. I'd like to also to go to change recycling to two times a month, the first week and the third week. We'll pick everything up the first week of the month and the third week of the month.
And recycling, go to single stream where everything is recycled on those.
Exactly.
Days.
Which really is going on currently, if you know, to do it. Okay. All right. So, and we're not, that's the proposed schedule, but we don't have an implementation date at this point.
No. I'd like to present.
That'll be tied in with the
exactly
similar yeah 5 days a week.
And the 5 day a week trash is,
yeah,
and, will be tied in with as we can get totes in. As we order totes.
Yeah. Anybody that doesn't like this could please call the five city council members that voted in a certain way about the trash ordinance. It's one man's opinion. Okay.
And that's all my presentations.
We want to make this separate.
We can make this one motion, Mayor. I think I wrote that down. Is that okay with
works
you, Steve?
For me.
No, Mr.
Works.
President, is that okay with you? Okay, the Board of Works will recommend the following, based on the street department's recommendations, that trash pickup will be moved from a 3 day a week to a 5 day a week cycle at a date to be determined in the near future with appropriate notification of the public and a hotline to assist our residents. Also approval to pursue ordering more totes. And a motion to solicit quotes for a new packer, and the change in recycling schedule going to two times a month, being the first and third week of the month at the current recycling days, or those days will also be subject to change due to the trash.
That'll remain the same.
That'll be the same, on the same dates. So that's my motion.
And I'll second your motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thanks, Bryce. Okay. Next is Vincent's Annexation Fiscal Impact Report. And that one for me, actually, what this is enter a contract with Pearl Horowath that we can get started on looking at annexation. There's a lot of things that had to be looked at and figured before annexation actually proceeds. We have to figure out to make sure that it's going to be beneficial to the city.
Not to exceed 30,000.
Right, not to exceed 30,000.
So
actually, this broke down into the hourly rates. And
so the request, Mayor, is for the Board of Works to approve a a fiscal impact study from Crow Harworth regarding annexation, potential annexation for the city. Not to exceed $30,000. And that would come from the Board of Works budget.
This. Have you guys got copies of this?
Apparently.
You can read everything that includes.
Okay.
If you read your list of assumptions of the city to be used in analyzing the fiscal impacts of annexation, FAS will include impacts submitted by Crow to the city as well as receipt of distribution of assumption provided to Crow by the city. With respect to the revenue and expense assumptions contained in these annexation plan, Crow will analyze and verify these assumptions and analyze the estimated impacts on the city's revenue and expenses as a direct result of the annexation. Identify and list every revenue source of the city which will be impacted by the proposed annexation. Prepare a report of our analysis of the fiscal impact on revenues from payable year 2014 through payable year 2015. And present this report of findings up to two meetings. basically, we've just got, before, when we look at annexation, we have to make sure we look at everything and make sure that it's even feasible to annex. We may find out that...
Right. Some of the rules have changed since the legislature enacted the property tax and cap. Some of that legislation included changes in annexation as we previously knew it. So the funding source for this $30,000, Mayor, is what?
Will come out of our... Actually, most of this will be paid next year. So it'll be a line item in the budget that's for professional fees.
Okay. So we are obligating $30,000.
And actually, it'll come out of... We should have professional fees in this year's budget yet that can... And this will be... this isn't going to be paid all in one lump sum.
Right.
It will be done as work is completed, and like I said, it may get to the point where it's like, well, it's not going to be feasible, so we don't need to move any further than...
But Dave, do you have any problems with the board obligating itself for fees that would go into next year's budget since it's not yet approved, or if we make a I mean, we are basically obligating the city by making this motion. Okay. All right. Thank you. Okay. Yeah. Yes, we have. Yes, we have. Okay. I'm just being cautious. Not throwing caution to the wind. I'm being... Okay. So I will make a motion that the Board of Works approve a project assignment for Crow Harwith as described for the mayor that would... review and outline the potential for annexation to the city to be payable through year 2014 and 2015 at the enclosed various amounts for the project based on the professional fee of those individuals, and that the total of those services would not exceed $30,000.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
We have nothing under miscellaneous.
Jenny, you need to see that. Or... Oh, okay.
Okay. So, nothing else? The motion to adjourn?
So moved.
We are adjourned.
Hey, Kirk, you got a minute? Got to talk to you a minute.